These words are taken from the first reading that was proclaimed. The glory of the Lord shines upon us. Rebuilding. 3 days before I was to be ordained a priest in 1980, a severe storm came through my hometown area. And that day, you could tell there was something very strange. The sky, I have never seen anything like it. There was purple and green, which is usually an indication of tornadic weather. They had forecast that there could be some severe tornadic outbreak. And that night, we didn't get hit by a tornado, but we had strong, straight winds, which destroyed every farm building on the land except for the house, but that also had some damage. Luckily, none of us were hurt. When you look back on it and thinking, well, here in 2 more days I'm going to be ordained a priest, and here are our ruins. But we knew we had to get everything cleaned up and ready for the celebration and at least cover part of the house where it was damaged. And we got everything done shortly before the ordination mass. And there's one part in the mass where the candidates, such as myself, you lay prostrate before the altar. I just wanted to take a nap. I was so tired and worn out. But rebuilding. And you know, each and every one of us have to do something like that, whether it is physically or spiritually or mentally. There's a time for rebuilding. A time where there has been destruction or we have faced hardship. But there's a time for rebuilding. And that is what we heard in our first reading today from the prophet Isaiah. Throughout the Advent season, many of our first readings were taken from this book. And we continue to take passages from it as we continue now with our Christmas season. In the Advent season, they were either taken from the early part of the first section of the book of Isaiah or the second part. But the passage we heard today comes from the third and final part of the prophet Isaiah, which spanned about a 40-year history in the life of Israel and Judah. This is what Isaiah told the people. At that time, they were in exile, and he basically told them, "You can come home." There's nothing worse for a person in the Middle East, even today, to be exiled from your homeland. Homeland is very important. That's why we continue to have problems in the Middle East to this day. Who has what? And the constant fighting over the land. But Isaiah said, you can come home now. You can come to where you belong. That brought them great joy for a while until they were actually able to go back. And the ironic thing was, as the king who was over the power over them said, you can go back. And matter of fact, I'm going to help rebuild your country. But what they saw was devastation. Probably was the worst devastation, if not the worst, was to see their city laying in ruins. Buildings that they had gone to, had lived in, were torn down. But the ultimate insult was to see the temple in ruins. Now, Isaiah could have said, okay, that's where I'm going to stop. But he goes on with his prophecy to tell them, now this is what I also see as well. Your city, Jerusalem, will be a strong and powerful city once again. Matter of fact, people throughout the ends of the earth are going to come to it. And you need to rebuild the temple to know that God is with you. He is your Lord and King. Now that brought great joy to people, so they went at it then to rebuild the city, to rebuild the temple, but also to rebuild their lives once again, dedicating it to God. Now what Isaiah was also foretelling them was not so much rebuilding the city of Jerusalem and the temple, but to show that the kingdom of God is going to be all-powerful and all people throughout the ends of the earth can come to it. That should have brought him to great joy and hope. I can't help but think in times of my life, maybe for you as well, you have gone through a time of maybe devastation, destruction. And where do we turn? And what do? We rebuild our lives. We have to. But we do, though, with the confidence that God is with us. That is what Emmanuel means, is God is with us. God is with his people. And today, as we worship our Lord and King, let us never forget he is there to help us to rebuild once again, not to lose faith, but to build faith. And whatever devastation or destruction we have gone through, we do it with confidence that God is with us. Let us worship our Lord and our King, the one who has come to bring forth his kingdom, where the new city Jerusalem is heaven, and his kingdom is the gift of heaven, the new Jerusalem, which will last and endure forever.